Justin.
You can see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. In the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to the Watching for Jesus Bible study for tonight. Ooh, this week I'm going to heavy bury you this week. I got a lot to cover. Seems like all of a sudden stuff is coming out, man. What stuff? Attacks on Jesus. Attacks on the King James Bible. It's coming. I've been warning people for a long time. For the past 5 years, I can tell you. People have been listening to me for 5 years. Can verify it. I've been trying to set people up to be able to answer to the claims, false claims, I might add, that Jesus is Satan, and here's the proof. I've been preparing people for this for a long time, to show you how to refute these people that claim these things, especially the Masons. And this I find very interesting. Because, you know, I've mentioned several times before that the Freemasons, each degree after the fourth degree, fourth and after, each degree they give them a little secret. And I was told by a former Freemason that they're just silly little secrets that kind of puff you up a little bit, but different from what you learn the first 3 degrees. Each one's like a carrot, you know, a carrot or a, you know, a little piece of candy for the next degree, and another little piece of candy for the next degree, till you finally get cavities. Okay, anyway. So, that's what they're doing. Well, what am I talking about specifically? Well, I'll tell you. There's one little secret that they tell them, I'm not sure exactly where, I can't tell you, whether it's the 13th degree or the 32nd, I don't know. But they definitely know it by the time they get to 33rd degree. But somewhere along the way, between 13th and 32nd degree, somewhere there, they tell them, here's a secret, a major secret. I don't know how they do it, whether they set them down, make a big deal out of it, or, you know, become dramatic. Who knows? They're actors and liars anyway. And I can say that because they take a blood oath in God's name to lie. I can give you exactly the oath if you want me to. Word for word. But they tell them, prepare yourself for words to this effect. I'm going to tell you a secret. Here we go. That Jesus is Satan. Now you're going to get a response from the Freemason like, huh? And they'll say, yes. And we'll prove it to you. Except the tricky part is, they'll pull out an NIV Bible. Or an NASB Bible, or ESV, or one of those, and the initiate, the whoever he is, won't really fight back. They'll just sit there amazed. I never knew. You know now. Because you're an adept and you must keep this secret. Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to explain to you, since I dedicate the broadcast, how they do this. And for those, my regular listeners, you may already know how they pull this off with other Masons when they reveal the lie that they prove with other Bibles that Jesus is Satan. I knew this was coming. I've been waiting for this for 5 years to be made public. Well, I got an article here that somebody sent me that says just that. Monday, November the 3rd, 2014. Title of the article is, quote, Jesus is Satan, exclamation point, bzz, here's proof, exclamation point, bzz, and there you go. I'm going to destroy that, and I'm going to talk about it tomorrow, too, and I'll probably be more emphatic about destroying it, because I'm going to bring this up on the talk stream live, because I bet you there's Freemasons listening to me then, and I want them to hear it, because I'm going to destroy this. And, they went all out. They got all kinds of videos on it and all kinds of nonsense. So, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and then we're going to set forth with that. That's not my main point tonight. Tonight, I want to talk to you about, did Jesus claim to be God? That would appropriately follow it, would it not? Did Jesus claim to be God? And if he did make the claim, why should I believe it? And I'll tell you why. And then, depends on the time we got, about Satan's defeat. I need some good news, don't you? And then we'll move in tomorrow, Bible study, about, don't let me forget this, I tend to get a little bit over-ambitious, but I'm sorry if I do, about the power of God's Word, and confession brings possession, which will move us into faith in our own rights. We're going to heavy barrel it the next couple of days to give you some ammunition. You're going to need it. You're going to need it. The Wiccan is coming out. And I mean the Wiccan. I mean Christians that you thought were Christians. They're going to start coming out as the Wiccans that they are. Ones that you thought were Christian are going to start changing on you. And don't think of it as evil. With a pointy little nose and a wart on the end of it, they'll come with you with honey dripping from their mouth. Saying Jesus and Christ here and there, but inwardly, they'd be like ravenous wolves to redirect you to another path. That's how they do it. After all, Satan does it that way too. The pace is picking up. Some of y'all, I'm already preaching to the choir. You already know that. The dreams are increasing. I know that people are getting dreams. Dreams are the end times events. Many are being afraid of it, not talking about it. Others are like, I had this dream, blah, 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 and here we go. But others are keeping it quiet because the dreams are increasing. The intensity, the realness of the dreams, are they not? Mm-hmm. You haven't seen anything yet. Lord, tonight we come before you in prayer in this Bible study. Father, lead us tonight. Father, lead me in the right path. Father, forgive me of my sins. Father, we pray to you tonight to lead us and guide us and give us wisdom, discernment we can, Father, share in the gospel tonight. Lord, we're praying for those around us, Lord. We're praying for us, ourselves, Lord, that we'll remain humble. We'll be humble before you. That, Father, you can use us in your service. And that thy will be done, not our own. Father, we do pray to you for wisdom, discernment for the end times. Give us the knowledge we need for the Bible that we can recite the scriptures needed. That, Father, you write it on our hearts. Give us those divine appointments, Lord. And, Father, to test our faith through those angels that come in the body. And, Father, give us that blessing of where we can share the gospel with others and have the words to speak to lead others in the way of Jesus. Father, we pray for our families. We thank you, Father, for the miracles that you've been performing, the healings that you've been doing. And Lord, we ask for spiritual healing, physical healing, emotional healing, and Father, opportunities for us to be able to teach the gospel. Opportunities, Lord, where we can be confirmed. And Father, for all these we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray for those children, Father, that's being looked after, that's being abducted for these sacrifices. We pray for our veterans and those citizens that are contemplating suicide. Lord, you'll find ways to redirect them another path. Set up divine appointments to show someone cares, Lord, and to redirect their thoughts away from these thoughts of suicide. Father, we pray against these legislations for euthanasia. We pray against the legalization of abortion. We pray against, Lord, the legalizing of the marijuana, the drugs. Father, we pray for a return, Father, of Jesus Christ to this planet. And thy will be done in thy timing. And all these things, Father, we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Family, I tell you, geared up, ready to go. You know, I ought to send a letter about discrimination. You know, they got those answer machines, y'all. And they got them for Spanish. And they got them for the Queen's English. But doggone it, they leave us Southern folk out. They need an answer machine, three of them. Queen's English, Spanish, and hillbilly. Because when you try to answer these answer machine or these recordings, they can't understand what you say. It's irritating. It's not fair. So, y'all, did Jesus claim to be God? He sure did. He sure did. Among the religious leaders that obtained a large following and throughout history, Jesus Christ is unique in the fact that he alone claimed to be God in human flesh. People tend to forget that. They make up their own God. They make up their own Jesus. I had people tell me before, wait a minute, tell me, that God was cruel and evil and mean, drowning all those people and all this and all that. And then they say, well, my God is this. I said, what? Your God. You got a pet God somewhere? I mean, what do you mean your God? You create your own God or something? What's the deal here? My God wouldn't do that. My God is this way. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, a lot of people do that. Starting to happen that way. That comes from my thoughts is my reality. That's where that comes from. A common misconception is that some or all leaders of the world make similar claims, but this is simply not the case. Buddha did not claim to be God. Old Buddha. Moses never said he was Yahweh. Muhammad did not identify himself as Allah. Nowhere will you find the Iranian Zoroaster from Zoroastrianism claiming to be Ahura Mazda. Mazda. Does it sound familiar? A budden budden. It's a car. A Mazda. Ahura Mazda is also Zoroaster. Messiah. How about that? Saturn? That's a car. They named the cars after a lot of the gods and messiahs and, this world is of Satan. Big time. You know, Jesus, though, the carpenter from Nazareth, said that he was who has seen him. Jesus has seen the Father. John 14:9. It's clear as a bell. All these things is clear as a bell. I mean, it sounds like it's redundant saying this. I'm in fine form tonight. I don't know what's wrong with me tonight. I've been run across some of these people, man. I'm telling you, they drive me crazy. Jesus said unto him, "Here have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me? Philip, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father?" Now, how much clearer can you get? You know, if I go to someone and say, they say, "Well, Tom, I want to see the president." Why do you ask? If you've seen me, you've seen the president. Now, they're going to lock me up. They're going to lock me up, put me in one of those self-hugging white suits where all you can do is scratch your back. You understand? Because when I say I'm the president, I say, "Well, whoever's seen me has seen the president." They definitely going to take me home. And ain't going to be home where my mail goes. You understand? You can't get any clearer than that. He claimed to be God. Jehovah's Witnesses. You got that. You have that verse in your Bible. Or whatever. You know, these claims of Christ are many and varied. And he said that he existed before Abraham. John 8:58. Well, it's pretty old. John 8:58. Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was I am." Who else says that I am? I am that I am. Was God talking to Moses? Now, family, if you go to John 1:1, I'm going to make a point here now. John 1:1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Okay. Now add to it, 1 John 1:14. Let's keep going. What does it say? "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten." That's very important now. Don't you forget this part, John 1:14. "Is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Oh, that begotten is very, very important to where I'm headed right now. Highlight that, underline it. John 1:14, begotten of the Father. Mm-hmm. And then you go, which you won't find in other Bibles, 1 John 5:7. It is slam dunk checkmate. 1 John 5:7. "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one." Now, what's the Word of God? Today, what's the Word of God? It's King James Bible. So that's saying that the King James Bible is the oldest book on the face of this planet. Because it is the Word of God. And the Word was made flesh. It's one and the same. The Word coming out from Jesus, from Holy Spirit, from God, all one. You've got in your hands the King James Bible. Now there's no other book on the face of this planet can make that claim. Not one book. Not even one. Since books have been written, Can you imagine? Only one stands out in the billions of books written since Moses. Literally. Isn't that amazing? So that means the King James Bible is the oldest book in existence today. Oh, it goes beyond 1604. I've just proven it. There you go. I'm not done with the begotten part. We're getting the begotten here shortly. Now, he said also he is equal with the Father. John 5, 17. All unrighteousness. Whoops. Wrong one. Sorry. John, not First John, but John. 5, yes, 17. But Jesus answered them, My Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Therefore, the Jews thought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. How do you misinterpret that? And he broke the Sabbath. He didn't break the Sabbath. He was the Sabbath. He is the Sabbath. That's why he did it. Because he is the Sabbath. Man, if he invented it, he can do what he wants to with it. I'm not going to be the one telling him he can't. You can if you want to, but not me. He says it. It is. Now, Jesus claimed the ability to forgive sins. Ooh, that must have really frosted their toes. Mark 2, 5 to 7. When Jesus saw their faith, oh, there you go, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins are be forgiven thee. Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Whoa. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, Why doth this man that speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? In which the Bible teaches was something that God alone could do. Isaiah 43, we're going to Old Testament now. Y'all keep up. Y'all keep up. I'm so country sometimes. Isaiah 43:25. What little surprise do we have? I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake and will not remember thy sins. I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake and will not remember thy sins. He won't remember them. So now, also, the New Testament equates Jesus as the creator of the universe. Ooh, that's heavy. If you go to John 1, verse 3. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And we're batting 1,000, aren't we? And that he is the one who holds everything together. Remember, I've talked about this. That everything, what does everything mean? Your photons, protons, molecules, atoms, quarks, whatever the dickens you are connected with. He holds it together. That's why you're together. That's not why you're flying out in wild blue yonder. You understand that? He holds everything together. Can you imagine? Wow. Huh? How about that? All he's got to do is let go and everything just disappears. People take it for granted, a lot of stuff here. Colossians 1:17. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. So, you know, Paul there, he says that God was manifest in the flesh. Man, you're going to have a machine gun when you get done here today. 1 Timothy 3:16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Man, 1 Timothy 3:16 is it summarized right there in just one little paragraph. How about that? You know, John the Evangelist says that the Word was God. That's John 1:1. And the united testimony of Jesus and the writers of the New Testament is that he was more than mere man. He was God, not Satan. Not only did his friends notice that he claimed to be God, but so did his enemies. You see, I find that quite amazing. So, I'm only getting started, family. I'm only getting started. There's a lot to this. It's very important because aliens are coming. Ascended masters are coming. And it's a big masquerade. A big masquerade. There's some doubt today among the skeptics who refuse to examine the evidence that's given out just so far. There's no doubt on the part of the Jewish authorities, though, who were his enemies. That's a switch, wasn't it? When Jesus asked them why they wanted to stone him, they replied in John 10:33, they said, the Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. How more clear can you get? See? And you know this fact separates Jesus from the other religious figures? In the major religions of the world, the teachings, not the teacher, are all important. Confucianism is a set of reaching out. Confucius is not important because it's confusing. Islam is a revelation of Allah, Allah Akbar, etc., with Mohammed, who was trained by the Vatican, by the way, from 6 years old to 25. Yes, they did. Mohammed being the prophet, and Buddhism emphasized the principles of the Buddha, not Buddha himself. It's also true of Hinduism, where there's no historic founder. However, at the center of Christianity, and of course Christianity is a religion, and Christianity was created to hide Jesus behind 37,000 different sects, S-E-C-T-S. 37,000! How do you do that? You got one Bible, one set of Ten Commandments, and you've got a Bible that everybody reads, and yet you have 37,000 different named sects, S-E-C-T-S. I'd say a little bit of confusion there, wouldn't you? However, at the center of Christianity is Jesus Christ. But I don't see it as Christianity. I see at the center of being a Christian, following Jesus, instead of using the word Christianity. You see. Jesus did not just claim to be teaching mankind the truth. He claimed that he was the truth. John 14:6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You know what Jesus taught is not the important aspect of Christianity, but what's important is who Jesus was. He was the Son of God. Is he the only way a person can reach God? This was a claim he made for himself. So you kind of suppose that this is the very night that the President of the United States, say, appeared on all the major networks and claimed, I am God Almighty. I have the power to forgive sin. Wait a minute. You know what the Pope says? You know what the catechism or whatever that thing is says? I have the authority to raise my life back from the dead. If someone actually claimed that, that's what the Antichrist is going to say. He'd be quickly and quietly shut off the air and led away and replaced by the vice president. Unless the population was prepared to receive it the other way around. You know, anybody who dare make such claims would have to be either out of their mind or a liar, unless he was God or the Antichrist claiming to be God. That day is coming eventually. This is exactly the case with Jesus. He clearly claimed all these things and more. If he is God, as he claimed, we got to believe in him. If he's not, we should have nothing to do with him. Jesus is either Lord of all or not Lord at all. So, yes, Jesus did claim to be God. But why should anybody really believe it? After all, just claiming to be something doesn't make it true. Where is the evidence that Jesus is God? Well, the Bible gives you various reasons, including miracles and fulfilled prophecy reported. They're intended to convince us that Jesus is the one whom he said he was. John 20. Verse 30. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, Messiah, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. So, the main reason or sign that Jesus himself said would demonstrate that he was the Son of God was his resurrection from the dead. His own resurrection. What about Lazarus? Did he resurrect himself? Nope, he sure didn't. Elijah, did he ascend? No. Elijah was translated, means he didn't do it himself. He's brought up by God. Elijah and Enoch didn't do it themselves. Lazarus didn't raise himself from the dead. Jesus had to call him forth. Notice that. Who called Jesus forth? Jesus did. Yeah. You know, when asked for a sign from religious leaders, Jesus said, for as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the well, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. That was paradise, to vacate paradise of the Old Testament saints to take them to heaven. It was vacated. That's correct. And those in hell could see it happen. There's no such thing as soul sleep. In another place, he said, when asked for a sign, destroy the temple, and in 3 days I'll raise it up. Now they're thinking, how's he going to do that without, we know you're a carpenter, but how are you going to do the rest of it? They had no idea. But he spake of the temple of his body. John 2, 19 and 21. Jesus answered and said to him, destroy the temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Then said the Jews, 46 years was the temple in building, and thou were reared up in 3 days. John 2:21, but he spake of the temple of his body. You know, the ability to raise his life back from the dead was a sign that separates him not only from all the other religious leaders, but also from anyone else who has ever lived. You know, anyone wishing to refute that case for Christianity, but in this case, I don't really look at Christianity, but I would say anyone wishing to refute the case that Jesus Christ is God, and I exclude Christianity because of the many different sects that it has, not all Christianity believes that Jesus Christ is God. And there's others that believe that they're going to be God. So I can include Christianity on this. And the Freemasons that are into Christianity believe they're going to be saints because they're members of the Freemasonry. When Freemasonry worships Lucifer, I don't think so. Because they do worship Lucifer. They don't know that till later. So anybody wanting to refute the case for Jesus Christ being God must explain away the story of the resurrection. Therefore, according to the Bible, Jesus proves to be the Son of God by coming back from the dead. Romans 1 verse 4. And declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Oh boy. How more clear can you get? The evidence is overwhelming that Jesus did rise from the grave as this fact that proves Jesus to be God. Now, if we can do this on a Monday night, y'all, and I'm not a theologian, how come people that are theologians can't figure this out? How come they can't read the same thing? This is no secret. None of this is secret. Not a lick of it. It's secret. So somebody is playing some kind of little foolish game here. What's that all about? How come these theologians can't figure all this out? They're supposed to be able to. So there's some rats in the belfry somewhere. Now this is high-level colleges. And that's where I'm getting my hits from folks that claim to be, I've read the Bible for 30 years and all this and all that, and I've written my own books. Okay. He never claimed to be God. Say what? Where'd you get your degree from? What cereal box? I mean, really. It's pretty obvious. You did claim to be God. Family, the war is coming. The spiritual war, physical war, and the war to keep your faith is on the way. And you're going to be tested. If you haven't been already. Now, there's just a few witnesses, though. Y'all know me, don't you? A few witnesses, not many, that saw him ascend. Let's see. A large number of people claim to see Jesus after resurrection. Just a few. Mary Magdalene, women returning from the tomb. Peter, disciples on the road to Emmaus. The apostles with Thomas absent. And the apostles again with Thomas present. 7 of them by the Sea of Galilee. 500 believers all at one time saw him ascend up. James saw him. The 11 saw him. At ascension they saw him. Paul saw him. Stephen saw him when he was going up. Paul in the temple, and John of Patmos. See, I told you just a few hundred. And nobody's going to die for a lie. And all those people, somebody's got to say, well, we just lied. They didn't. He rose from the grave. If he rose from the grave and says he's coming back, he didn't rise for nothing. That means he's coming back, y'all. He was God incarnated, human flesh. Now you know why Jehovah's Witnesses come to my house. They run when they get out of here. I don't mean for them to run. I try to tell them. Out the door they go like a roadrunner. Meep, meep, boom, out the door they go. Stop, 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 come back. They gone. I'm not going to be quiet. People like you to be wishy-washy. I think, in my little old opinion, I don't know much, but here's what I think. They don't like it when you're when you're right on. They don't like it when you're assertive with what you've learned and you have the evidence. They don't like that at all. They get kind of ticked off at you. They want you to be wishy-washy. They want you to be, well, and then when you start sounding off with authority, you better be able to back it up. You better be able to back it up. But they like you to be passive about it. No. You get your facts, you put them together, and you sound off with courage, with conviction, and you stand by it. No matter who. But do make sure your ducks in a row. Jesus is the mighty God and the eternal Father. Doesn't mean he usurps the authority and position of God, who's the God our Father. Jesus gave no consideration to a seizure, namely that he should be equal to God. But he did say he is equal to God. He's also called mighty God. There is a subordinate consideration of the physical Jesus and the Holy Spirit to God the Father. It's a mystery. And to try to make perfect sense out of it, you're going to fail. Because we cannot conceive of the supernatural in its total. There's no way. Our minds aren't able to do that. That's why there's no human that can that can actually debate the Word of God. Can't do it. Because we don't have the mind of God. Jesus is God, incarnated human flesh. I will need to probably talk about the subordination of the Trinity. I'll do that. I can do that tomorrow. The subordination. Because this does goes in line with the Trinity. And now I'm going to lead you to the part about Jesus is Satan. Now, here's how they do it. I'm a little surprised, though, they're coming out right and saying it this soon. This is one of the secrets that they tell their Freemasons at a certain degree that Jesus is Satan, and here's proof, they say. Now, the title of this article, the person's talking about, the Zeitgeist, or whatever, is a bunch of nonsense. So they hook you with a New World Order scenario of true information. Then they come up with this anti-Jesus bit. That's how they do it. They give you 90% truth. It's like 90% of a worm, and the 10% is a darn hook. Poor fish. You see, the same thing. They give you bait. You bite off on it. You figure, well, it's got to be a good hook. And they reel you in. Well, I cut the hook. I don't bite their hook. Straighten it out. Now, they want you to question your own religion because they're going to destroy religion. The Vatican is going to re-spiritualize because the Jesuits, which are three popes, Black Pope, Gray Pope, and White Pope, Pepe Orsini, Gray Pope, Adolfo Nicholas, Black Pope, he's the head of the murderers, the Jesuits. Oh, you heard me exactly correct. Oh, you want the evidence? I can slam dunk you with tons of it. How they murder, poison, kill, literally. And then the White Pope, the one that gets out there and waves everybody and says Merry Christmas in 25 different languages. Well, here's the problem. All three of them popes. Pepe Orsini is the connector of the Illuminati. Orsini, Italian, not Orsini Burger or anything like that. He's Italian, man. He is not Jew. And he's a connecting to the royal families of the inside Illuminati families. Aldo Brandini, Chagi, Medici, Farnese. There's 13 of them, the real Illuminati. And there's others within them, St. Clair's, several others that you haven't heard about. Anyway, that's here and there. They're also bloodline. They got that little funny gene that you and I don't have, by the way. They want you to question religion. They're going to crash and re-spiritualize the Roman Catholic Church. The Jesuits have always planned to destroy Roman Catholic. And what happens when they get destroyed? The conviction of God leaves them wanting. Problem is, the dialectic is, they're going to provide the New Age movement for Muslims, Chrislam. Huh, you see how it works? Oh, they're sneaky. It says, why in art, every art rendering of Jesus as a son involved? Why did Jesus refer to himself as a morning star? Now, hey, there's a difference between bright morning star and morning star. When Lucifer was the morning star too? No. See, there's the tricky part. Jesus says, I'm the 22:16, King James Bible. I'm the bright and morning star. Very important. The morning star is according to Job 38:1-7, when Jesus says to Job, where were you when I, well, let me get, make sure. Job 38. Whereupon he's talking to Job and he's dressing Job down. It's like, you think you're so smart? Stand by, Job. Here you go. And what he says, he's trying to let him know that Job isn't so smart as he thinks he is. Job's getting a little high and mighty with God, and God's putting him in his place. So Job, now listen carefully. Job 38:1 says, very simply, then the Lord answered Job by the whirlwind. There's a medium, because Jesus wasn't doing it now. The Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? In other words, who's speaking their mouth without knowing what the dickens are talking about? There you go. So who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? See, there's no way you can debate the word of God because you don't have the knowledge. Nobody does. 38:7. God, I love it when God does this, man. He says, gird up now thy loins like a man. Can you imagine that? You get ready to take it like a man because, baby, it's coming at you. You know? He says, gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me. Job 38:4. Where was thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Can you imagine Job? You know, 38:5. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched the line upon it? See, are you going to get this point from Job? He's blinking his eyes. Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who had laid the cornerstone thereof? Now, the cornerstone of the earth. Now we hit it. Now God slams him. When the morning stars, angels, sang together, praises when he created earth, and all the sons of God, that's the fallen angels, shouted for joy. They're all happy that the earth was created. Now, Jesus is the bright and morning star. And all the sons of God, well, Jesus wasn't born and resurrected this time. So that means the sons of God existed before the foundations of the earth. So pray tell, how was it that the sons of Seth existed before they even the earth was created? How's that possible? It's not. So those preachers out there that say the sons of God are the sons of Seth, including Enoch and Methuselah and all them, that's impossible. Because they weren't created before the earth was created. Adam was after the earth was created. Even Adam was the first. It says so. Verse 8. Or who shut the seas with doors when it breaks forth as if it had issued out of the womb. Y'all ladies ever had a water break? Well, there you go. Boom. Voila. It's very graphic, aren't they? It talks more about, Job has a lot about creation in his book, Job. A lot about creation. And a lot of Job has a lot of really interesting things about the body. Creation, a lot of details. Really interesting. So you got Jesus as Satan. Here's proof. Well, here's the proof they got. Now they take out the other Bibles. And they'll go to Isaiah 14:12 in their Bibles. Now in Isaiah, here it says, anyways, I hope these videos open your eyes that Jesus is really Lucifer, the landlord that rules the earth, the new world order. Whew. I can't wait to get on that video. When I get done here tonight, I'm getting on that video so fast. Man, I'm not going to sit back and let this happen without saying something. You know, you can be lukewarm, wishy-washy if you want to be, but I'm not going to be. You know, getting a little tired of this mess. Somebody's got to speak up, man. And you can't speak up wishy-washy. Enough of that. In Isaiah 14:12, when they teach Freemasons this and others, they go straight and say, we want to show you something. They say, you know that Lucifer is, Jesus is Lucifer and Satan. And of course, the response would be someone don't know. Oh, come on. No. He'll say, yeah, I'll show you. It's in your Bible. They'll say, no. And they'll say, yeah. And here's what they'll do. They'll take you to Isaiah 14:12 with another Bible. And they'll show you 14:12 and say the New International Version. It says, have you fallen from heaven, morning star, son of the dawn? You have been cast down to the earth, you who once had laid low the nations. Oh. And then in the New Living Translation, it'll say, how you fallen from heaven, O shining star, son of the morning. You've been thrown down to the earth, you who destroyed the nations. Then they'll say, well, here's another one. How you have fallen from heaven, O day star, son of dawn. How you have cut down to ground. So you got day star, you got star of the morning, shining star, morning star, but now you get the King James Bible. It don't say that. It says, quote, 14:12 Isaiah, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, enlightenment, one who brings light, not morning star. See, Strom's concordance is wrong. Capital, W-R-O-N-G, wrong. Because Strong's, his controlled opposition anyway, says Lucifer means morning star. It doesn't. Lucifer, in the true sense of the word, is light bringer. Yeah. Lucent. Lumina. Light bringer. Yeah, buddy. Now, so when you go to Isaiah 14:12, you hear all the morning star, shining star, day star, star of the morning, blah, 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 son of dawn. King James Bible, O Lucifer. But you go to, the other. So day star of the morning, day star versus O Lucifer, it says the King James Bible. So now let's say you use one of the other Bibles. Let's say the new NIV. And you'll read, you won't read the King James. They won't let you do that. They'll say, how you fallen from heaven, morning star, son of dawn. You'll say, well, okay, so what? And they'll say, well, look at Luke 10:18. And they'll flip through to 10:18. So what do you got so far? Who's fallen from heaven? Morning star has. Or shining star, day star, star of the morning. Because you're using Bibles other than King James. Then they'll, on both King James and the other Bibles, they'll say, Luke 10:18. I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. What do you got? Morning Star fell. Luke 10:18, Satan fell like lightning. Okay, Morning Star is Satan. Okay. And not okay. Because then they're going to take you to Revelation 22:16. In either Bible, doesn't matter. Isn't that funny how they just leave it like that? In Revelation 22:16, get ready for this. What you got so far? NIV says the morning star, son of dawn, cast down to earth. Luke 10:18. Satan fell like lightning from heaven. Morning star is Satan. Then they'll show you step number three. They're trained in this. Revelation 22:16. Jesus himself says in red lettering, quote, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David and the bright and morning star. Ho, ho. But they gloss over the part about the bright and morning. They just cover the morning star. And people don't pay attention to the bright part of the word. Major confusion. Major confusion. Now, also 2 Peter 1:19. 2 Peter 1:19, we've also more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. That's Jesus. That's the Holy Spirit. But that's not what the other Bibles say. The other Bible is the same verse. It says, morning star arises in your heart. Isn't that convenient? Isn't that convenient? Now let's go to the King James Bible. Now if you use a King James, you can't do that. It's right, because it says the King James Bible, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which doth weaken the nations? Then you go to Luke 10:18. He replied, Luke 10:18. Yeah, okay. In King James Bible. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Whoop, there you go. Lucifer is Satan. Son of the morning. Now, you go to Revelation 22:16, and it's clearly different. It says, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David and the bright and morning star. Big difference. Big difference. Simply Lucifer and Satan. Lucifer is the son of the morning. Lucifer and Satan are one and the same. But Jesus is the bright morning star. Now they twisted it all around. That is clever, clever, clever. Is it not? That is not by accident either. That's careful planning and devious initiation. That's ugly. Now you see why you got to be end with it. You got to know what you're talking about, because they're going to come after you. And it's going to be high level. People you'd think would not say these things will do it. People you've trusted will follow along with this New Age thinking and Masonic reiteration. People you thought you could trust, nah. Nope, they're going to come out of the woodwork. Buckle up, family. He's coming your way. But you got to stick to your guns. No pun intended. Tomorrow night, I'm going to talk about Satan's defeat. Well, that's appropriate. That works for me. How about, oh, yeah. There you go. Part one tonight. We've clarified that. Thank you very much for that article. And so tomorrow, Satan's defeat. Because he's going to put him under the foot. He's going to step on his head and bruise him with his heel. How'd you like that? Family, the Holy Spirit's going to be moving. And you're going to have to speak with authority. And when you speak with authority, you better know what you're talking about. But when you know what you're talking about, you will speak with authority. And they don't like that. They don't mind you preaching wishy-washy. They love it when you do that. Because it doesn't convict. When you preach with authority, you're dangerous. And you can back it up. You're really dangerous. Well, family, it's been a pleasure. And I may talk about this very same thing tomorrow for a short period of time. I think this needs to be exposed. And we'll put it on my Facebook, too. I'm going to write it up. I need to expose this nonsense. And cause trouble? Absolutely. I don't see no other way to do it. Well, I do it with love, of course. But it's coming. I sense it. You ever see that mime or Mimi or whatever? I can never remember that darn thing. M-E-M-E's that you see on Facebook. And it shows a polar bear on this tiny, tiny, itsy-bitsy icebergette. God, that's where I get these words. Anyway, it's a small iceberg. And this bear just hanging on to it for dear life. A polar bear. Well, that's going to be y'all that stick to the guns. Is your iceberg is going to get real small. And they're going to come after you. But then in the meantime, you're going to bring others to Jesus when you stick to your guns. That's more important than anything. Don't be shocked when people you knew change over. Don't let it shock you. Be expecting it. Pray it doesn't happen, but be expecting it. Family, because Jesus Christ, it's not about any kind of religion. It's about no kind of church, preacher, pastor, rabbi, pope, bishop, cardinal, blue jay, who cares? There's only one rabbi, only one master, and only one creator, and there's only one Messiah, and his name is Jesus Christ. And there are no others. I will tell you this. When Sananda Emmanuel, the one they're trying to get you to say, Yeshua, and you're not sneezing, but Yeshua, Yahuwah, Shua, there's like 15 different names to this wacko fallen angel. He looks exactly like the Jesus Christ we think is Jesus, is not Jesus. That is Sananda Emmanuel. He is the false prophet. Now, when he comes at this disclosure of extraterrestrial lie and nonsense, and it will happen, there'll be a crash of the world market, and there'll be a problem. He'll make peace, and here we go. He will call himself and fill the shoes of the following saviors, all in one, the Kalki Avatar, K-H-A-L-K-I, the Prince of Peace, the Christ, Lord Maitreya, Krishna, Bodhisattva, and Imam Mahdi. He'll fill all of those at one. His name is Yeshua, Jeshua, Yahweh, whatever. And all part of the sacred name movement or Hebrew roots movement, Christian identity, it just gets all convoluted, and they're all frauds. They got names for him because Yeshua, Shua, Yahuwah, Messacher or something, I don't know what, words you can't even pronounce, like 15 different names. Man, his name is Jesus. And that name has power. Because there's power in the name of Jesus. Power in the blood is what it's all about. It's not about religion. I mean no religion. Literally, including Christianity. Christianity is not about being a Christian. Being a Christian is following Jesus, not following a religion. You see how it works? And if you say, well, I believe in Christianity, okay, which one? The one where you inherit a planet, Mormons, or where Jesus is not God, Jehovah's Witness, or Presbyterian, where you sit there and do the head nod and just agree with everything you say and put money in the plate and go home. Or Baptist, where you jump over the pews and go backwards and sideways and roll on the floor. Or the Baptist, where you sit there like a Presbyterian and do nothing. Which religion are you talking about? The one that requires tongues and baptism before you're saved, or the one that don't? Which one? Are the ones that require 10%? Uh-uh. Ones that require Sabbath? Uh-uh. Sabbath is any day you want to pick. That's already been, I need to do a class on that too. But family is about Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Not a pastor, preacher, rabbi, or whatever. Oh, it's coming. So family, let's close in prayer and let's, y'all have a good night. Because Jesus Christ is coming back and he has beaten Satan. The family tribulations are coming on this unrepentant world. Judgment is coming. And there's no way around it. That's all negative, right? Yeah, but it's still coming. No matter how negative you think it is, it's all positive because Jesus Christ will come soon after. Yeah, buddy. Because he already won. Satan is defeated, and we'll talk about that tomorrow night. Just how bad he's been defeated. Lord, thank you tonight for Bible study. Father, we pray and thank you. Lord, we send up to you, Father, our love. And Lord, we send up to you our work. And Father, we ask you to bless us, to give us opportunities to spread your gospel, spread your word, and bring others to Jesus. Father, we call upon you to forgive us of our sins, Lord. We lay them upon the cross. Father, we call for healing for our family members and to touch their hearts to give us the opportunity to witness to others. And Father, for us to meet each other, for us to talk, that Father, among other brethren, Lord, to confirm our own beliefs and own thoughts, and Father, that to make us stronger in the word. And Father, to give us that wisdom, discernment, to see through the end times, to be able to preach to others the truth. These things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, family, I want to, I was already telling you, a little bit lightheaded, lighthearted here. So, you know, one of my favorite ones to close out, the separation between the 24-hour loop and me talking now. That there's no religion, there's no Messiah like Jesus. And he's the one we should be defending. Nobody else. No religion, just Jesus. Follower of Jesus is a Christian, a born-again Christian too, by the way. And a witness to others, but you're going to have courage. Because even your own brethren will come after you. Y'all have a good night. And God bless y'all. Because, family, you're preparing way ahead of a lot of people. So, it's not about religion. It's about Jesus. We'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Oh, don't forget, John Kirkler, by the way. HighPointRadio.net plays our broadcasts. We appreciate that in our Bible studies. John Kirkler, HighPointRadio.net. And y'all visit my website. WatchForJesus.com. And hold on a minute. Ha ha. He got started ahead of time, didn't he? Yeah, they're anxious, aren't they? So we're going to start over again. I want to make sure you get it. WatchmanForJesus.com. That was bad timing, wasn't it? Sorry about that. And Watchman for Jesus Facebook. Y'all come visit now here. And WatchmanForJesus.com is my website. My archives, get them out if you would, if you agree with them or want to get them out because family, time's coming. So I'm going to start over. And here we go. And the final rung is your watchman. I'm signing off. Woo! Bingo. All right, now we're good.
Well, old Buddha was a man, and I'm sure that he meant well. But I pray for his disciples, lest they wind up in hell. And I'm sure that old Mohammed thought he knew the way. But it won't be Hare Krishna we stand before on the judgment day. No, it won't be old Buddha that's sitting on the throne. And it won't be old Mohammed that's caught in a stone. And it won't be Hare Krishna that plays that trumpet tune. And we're going to see the sun. body. So please don't take me wrong, but there really is a message in this simple song. You see, there's only one way, Jesus. If eternal life is your goal, in meditation of the mind, it won't save your soul. No, it won't be old Buddha that's sitting on the throne, and it won't be old Mohammed that's calling us home, and it won't be Hare Krishna that plays that trumpet tune, and we're going to see the sun, not river moon. Well, you can call yourself a Baptist and not be born again, a Presbyterian or a Methodist and still die in your sin. You can't even be charismatic, shout and dance and jump a pew, but if you hate your brother, you won't be one of the chosen few. Cause it won't be a Baptist that's sitting on the throne, a Presbyterian or a Methodist that's calling us home, and it won't be a charismatic that plays that trumpet tune. Let's all just live for Jesus, because he's coming back real soon. Oh, it won't be old Buddha that's sitting on the throne, and it won't be old Mohammed that's calling us home, and it won't be Hare Krishna that plays that trumpet tune, and we're going to see the sun, not river.